see, we don't really care who you are. We've kind of got this non-exclusive policy of determining exactly who we open up to and let into our family, then who becomes a part of our United.
Are there ways that you can cope with anxiety? And the good news is, yes, there are ways. Let me share this with you. Many teens find ways to cope with the high anxiety that they feel. It's important to recognize your emotions. Don't deny them. Don't deny them. Don't deny them. Don't try to play Superwoman. Don't try to be Superman wearing these costumes that are designed to just make everything bounce off you so that you don't feel anything, so you don't have to confess anything. Look, the way to be strong is by having the courage to admit when you are uncomfortable, to admit when you're hurting, to admit when you are feeling anxious. Yes, that's the way into strength. Being willing to say, wow, you know what? I'm experiencing some anxiety and I need some help dealing with this. So know what you're feeling and know why you're feeling that way. Are you feeling shut out? Confess it. Say it. I feel like I'm shut out. Is it even harder for you to admit that you feel shut out, not because other people are shutting you out, but because you're closing yourself in? Honesty is a great policy. Honesty is a great way to display courage, strength. And so even though it may seem like you're confessing, wow, you know what? I'm inflicting pain on myself. I want to be out there with my peers. I want to be spending time with them. I want to be enjoying their company, and I want them to be enjoying my company. But I can't have that experience or maybe give them the chance to have the experience of enjoying me because I'm too afraid to be out there with them. So I keep myself closed in. I keep myself shut in. I stay to myself. And this ain't cool. I'm not liking the way this feels. Know what you're feeling. Know why you're feeling that way. I'm really feeling lonely. And I'm feeling lonely because I keep myself shut off from my peers. Recognize the types of situations that cause your anxiety. So at least those three things. Know what you're feeling. Know why you're feeling that way. And be able to identify the situations that cause the anxiety. Sometimes just admitting that a situation is stressful and then being prepared to deal with it can reduce your anxiety. Admitting that the situation is stressful. That's why I asked you not to be Superman or Superwoman in the wrong ways. Don't be Superman or Superwoman by trying to deny that there's a problem. Don't be Superman or Superwoman by denying that you're experiencing stress. Don't deny that the stress has become so great that you're actually anxious now. And don't put off, you know, don't put the blame on someone else if the cause of your anxiety begins with you. Try to accurately pinpoint where it's coming from, what the root cause is, so that you can deal with the real root cause and not just symptoms or even results of the anxiety. Imagine this vicious cycle. You're really, really nervous about hanging out with your peers, and so you don't hang out with them. And because you don't hang out with them, they begin to look at you funny. They begin to noticeably ostracize you when you do come around. You're walking down the hallway at school and they see you coming and they start making all these ugly faces and turning to each other, saying things and then looking at you. And it's almost obvious that they're definitely putting you down. And that makes you even more nervous. So you make sure you quickly walk past them. Don't even say hi because you don't want to be subjected to any more of whatever it is that they're doing. You don't want them to say out loud to you whatever it is that they may have been saying to each other about you. So you keep moving quickly past them, reinforcing their conclusion that you're not worth hanging out with, from their conclusion. And they won't take the time to pull you aside, at least one of them in that circle of people, in that group, pull you aside and say, hey, look, what's going on? I notice I hardly ever see you talking with anyone. Is there anything going on that you need to discuss? You need to talk about? Hey, I'm here for you. And be there for them. Don't be trying to gather information just so you can take it back to the others and gossip. And then make it that much harder for that person to ever be willing to open up to someone else. Recognize the types of situations that cause your anxiety. Admit that the situation is stressful and be prepared to deal with it so that you can reduce your anxiety. If you try these simple measures and still have too much anxiety, then consider getting help from a healthcare professional or a therapist. And here's the beauty of it. Our Creator was kind enough to teach us how to work with all kinds of different issues that make life difficult for us, regardless of our age. Our Creator has given us professionals who can help older adults, senior citizens, seniors in high school, young adults, every age group. He's given us people, professionals, who have been taught how to help us work through the issues that can make life so challenging, so sometimes irritating, frustrating. So I would say, if some of the measures that you try just aren't working, maybe something that a close friend has recommended, maybe even a pastor has recommended, and it's just not working, you may want to really consider getting with a professional who is trained to help in an area such as that, someone like a psychologist, therapist. So how do you kind of get an idea of when anxiety is too much? Well, first of all, remember this. Anxiety is not stress. Stress can lead to anxiety if the stress is too great. But the anxiety is really our reaction to stress. So we're there together, right? Anxiety is our reaction to stress. When is the anxiety too much? Well, if you feel worried or afraid for no reason at all, that might be a sign that you're experiencing too much anxiety. Normally, teens feel anxiety because of something specific like taking a test or going out on a date. But if there's no obvious reason for your feelings, you know that you're anxious, you're feeling really tense, you're feeling really worried, you're feeling really, really afraid, but you have no idea why, you may be experiencing an anxiety level that is just too high. How about this as a possible sign that you're experiencing too much anxiety? You worry too much about everyday events or everyday activities. Some worry, on occasion, is normal. But if you're constantly worrying about things that are not unusual, this is something that normally takes place in life, but you're constantly worrying about it. That is something that is common to people in that age group, but you're constantly worrying about it. Your anxiety level is too high. Or let's say you continually check whether you did something right. It's normal to check something you did to make sure it's right, but continuing to check it again and again and again is a sign that you have way too much anxiety, or you're so panicky that you're unable to function in certain specific situations like taking tests or socializing with friends. And notice now, the word was not nervous. The word was panicky. Panicking is never good. That is too much fear. That is just way too much fear, way too much nervousness, way too much anxiety to begin to panic because a test is coming up, or to panic because you're thinking about this opportunity to socialize with friends. Just socializing with them. You're not afraid that drugs are going to be part of the equation because you really don't expect drugs to be part of the equation. There's nothing about it that says to you, this is going to be a bad situation. But you are as nervous, I mean, almost to the point of getting sick. That's too much anxiety. So let's talk about some ways to deal with that when I come back.
Regardless of how lost you are returning from, regardless of how far. So bring me all the worst of your broken, bruised, insane.